Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Our guest is David Simmons, senior U.S. economist, Standard Chartered Bank in London. David, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Ken. How are you doing?
Okay. What do we hear from the Fed this afternoon?
Well, after all of the excitement of the last meeting, not really looking for too much change. We do think they probably will acknowledge the pickup in data that we've seen over the last 6 weeks. But given the huge program they introduced last month, we really think they're going to remain on hold to see how the rest of the year plays out. They've got another meeting on December 12th when we're expecting them to announce that Operation Twist will actually be rolled over into further QE, but we're not looking for anything this meeting. This meeting is going to be all about building consensus ahead of the December meeting rather than any big fireworks coming out of the statement today.
So in December, do we hear the Fed plan to buy Treasury securities in addition to mortgage-backed securities?
I mean, what they've been doing is they've been doing Operation Twist. They've been extending the duration. We think that they're going to stop the selling of the shorter end, and we think they're just going to carry on buying the longer end, and that will see the duration extended further, but it will also see more liquidity being pushed into the system. Essentially, as long as the economy is continuing to do well, then this would be them stepping on the gas while things are getting better. And ultimately, they would rather have too much growth and too much inflation rather than having not enough growth and not enough inflation.
Well, where does that take the 10-year, which is just below 1.8% right now?
Well, we're actually looking for the 10-year to get lower, but that's more going to be driven by the concerns surrounding the fiscal cliff. But after the end of this year, we're looking for the 10-year to drift back up following a peaceful, hopefully, resolution of the fiscal cliff during the fourth quarter.
Is that what you're counting on? Some resolution of the combination of spending and tax cuts?
Exactly. A resolution of the fiscal cliff is incredibly important. If you don't have that and the spending cuts and tax hikes hit in full, then you'd almost certainly see the U.S. go into recession next year. And politicians on both sides of the argument know that this is the case. And it's going to be incredibly important that they reach a resolution that everyone can agree with and it goes through. And then ultimately will leave investors and business leaders much more confident about the outlook. They can increase their investment and the U.S. will look better.
Well, as you say, it's important, but it's also kind of iffy, and the election, the presidential election's in pretty much a dead heat here. So is that an incentive to just freeze up and do nothing?
Well, before the election, both candidates are going to be talking tough and sticking to their position. But once the election is out of the way, then ultimately for the good of the country and the good of the people in the country, they know that they have to compromise and reach a solution that appeases both parties. And so that's really what we think their focus is going to be. But before the election, there's not going to be any bipartisan agreement because people need to be talking their positions.
We also get the latest on housing this morning. This will be a reading on sales of new homes for the month of September, and our survey anticipates the biggest increase in some time.
Well, we're looking for housing to continue to pick up, and the thing is, it's worth noting that housing is coming from a very low base. So while we are encouraged it's moving towards multi-year highs, it's not moving to the levels that we saw previously. But ultimately, if you had a huge pickup, then we would be more concerned that there's going to be another bubble brewing, whereas at the moment that's not really the case. I think people can take heart that we're having a more sensible recovery in housing, and people are not overextending themselves as they had done in the first half of the century. So the first couple of years in the century, even.
Sure. So how does all that translate into GDP looking ahead?
Well, when you look at the pickup in housing, we're looking for it more to be a minor addition rather than a strong addition like you saw previously. But most importantly, it's not going to be a drag. And unfortunately, at the moment, we're only seeing minor additions in housing payrolls. So until you start seeing much stronger growth in the housing sector, you're not going to see significant jobs being added. And unfortunately, the housing sector is one of the areas where jobs were lost in a rather large size.
So if, as you say, yields on 10-year treasuries are going to go up next year, then if you don't want to buy them, where do you put your money?
Well, you know, from our perspective, I think we really need to see how the resolution of the fiscal cliff comes in, because obviously if it doesn't get resolved, and the people who don't think it's going to get resolved, you're going to see growth get damaged severely, and that would mean that stocks will obviously suffer. But assuming our base case scenario that it does get resolved and you just see a moderation of growth going forward. I mean, we would expect the fiscal drag to be moderated over 4 years rather than being a one-hit wonder as such at the end of this year. So it really depends on what your view is.
David Simmons, senior U.S. economist, Standard Chartered Bank, on the line from London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.